state prison on the outskirts of Dwight once provided good-paying jobs for the Illinois town of some 4,300 people, but that ended in 2013 when the facility closed. Now, with such jobs increasingly hard to find, town officials have been looking for a lifeline, like the one offered by Immigration Centers of America. The private company operates facilities for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. It proposes to build a facility in Dwight, employing over 300 people, overseeing about 1,200 detainees who have passed criminal screenings but must now appear in immigration court.
The additional tax dollars and revenue sharing with this private company will be very helpful for our village and our potentially our schools.
Max Sulzberger was one of several Dwight business owners who voiced public support for the center at a town board meeting.
If there's anybody wishing to speak, there's a sign-in sheet here.
Some residents also spoke up.
I'm asking that you at this detention center and not be intimidated and threatened by these protesters who have absolutely no vested interest in Dwight.
No ICE Dwight!
The protesters, many from outside the area,
ICE! Get off it! Put people over profit!
Traveled to Dwight to vocally
day by day, night by night, we will bring the fight to Dwight!
And visibly opposed the city's plan to annex land to build the facility.
We can do something better than this.
Lee Goodman was among dozens of protesters who urged town officials to vote down the measures.
What the private prison operators know is that many communities are having a difficult time in this economy. So they look for places that'll have a hard time saying no. And they offer and they tempt them with high-paying jobs, which probably won't really materialize. And they try and get people to say yes out of desperation. They're preying on the people in the community.
Goodman, who says he's visited private detention facilities in El Paso, Texas, and Miami, Florida, is concerned about accountability and oversight. But he ultimately opposes the immigration policies that put detainees there in the first place.
By allowing a detention center to be built here, it encourages the administration to go forward with its policy of oppressing and repressing people, and it's wrong.
But those in support say Dwight isn't the place to debate national immigration policy.
By saying yes to this facility, you are absolutely not saying that you agree with immigration law in its entirety today.
At the end of a long and sometimes contentious meeting, town officials ultimately approved the annexation plans.
Shame on Dwight!
Those who oppose the plan vow to continue fighting it.
We'll be back!
Payne Fairbaugh, VOA News, Dwight, Illinois.